You're listening to SBS News.
Hello, welcome. Come in, please.
It's been just under a month since Robert Lungumring opened the doors to his new massage business in Wagga Wagga. Already, the local community is rallying in support.
People who has been massaged, the client who came for the first week, they already come back from second week, third week. So, yes, I know that my experience and my confidence motivate me to run the business here.
Mr. Gumring settled in Wagga in 2013 as a refugee, having fled his home country of Myanmar years earlier for political reasons. After years of community work in disability support and aged care, he finally has the business he's always dreamed of owning. He says it's all to support his family, both here and in Myanmar.
So I've been working like the last 5 years, like two jobs, from morning 6 a.m. to until 9:30. I work two jobs. I earn enough money to support my family in Wagga, but still I need to support my two family back at home. The reason that I running my business is especially for my family. For my family.
Mr. Gumring is among the thousands of migrants contributing to the local economy in the city of Wagga, setting up new businesses or filling vital gaps in the job market. But he says the city still has room to grow for businesses like his to really thrive.
If there's a more population, mean people who are doing the business are, hopefully they will success.
Yeah.
We need more people in Wagga.
Wagga's need for more people is no secret either. The city's long-standing mayor, Greg Conkey, is the first to admit population growth is a top priority, in which international migration plays a vital role.
I think over the last 5 years, a large percentage of people who have moved to the city have come from non-English speaking backgrounds. So we're born overseas. So we really rely on migrants and refugees for this city. And we will continue to rely on them as we grow.
Over the past decade, more than half of all newcomers in Wagga have arrived from overseas, proving a vital source for boosting the city's economy and expanding its population of 65,000. The regional hub is still in need of skilled workers in fields like engineering, medicine, as well as in trades. But with international migration expected to drop more than 85% this financial year alone, local economists like Dr. Yapa Bandara from Charles Sturt University says Wagga's economy will suffer.
This COVID thing has a huge impact, huge blow towards regional cities, including Wagga Wagga. Therefore, it is not for one particular year, not for this year. It will have a long impact on a longer period of time, maybe next year, year after, another couple of years.
Dr. Bandara says historically migrants have been able to fill positions in regional cities Australian citizens don't want or are not trained to do.
The other aspect of this skill shortage in the region is that local youth or local labour, it has been the trend that they are not much attracted to those places, and therefore that gap is filled by international migration. That's why the regions need international migration, skilled migration in particular.
The state government has recently been pouring money into Wagga, including a $250 million project called the Special Activation Precinct. It's aimed at coaxing businesses and industries to decentralise from the cities and establish themselves in the region. There's hopes plans like these will be able to offset the losses felt from international migration until borders open up again. The state government has also set an ambitious target for Wagga, a population of 100,000 by 2038. And while that goal might seem a little more far-fetched now, the pandemic has actually spurred on a different kind of migrant, city dwellers looking for a tree change. Wagga employment recruiter Riley Hunter says he's the busiest he's been in 12 years, helping place workers who want to make the move from the city.
In regards to like domestic migration as well, that's definitely been on the increase. So seeing a lot more inquiry from people in Sydney, Melbourne and Canberra looking to relocate. So I think COVID has been probably the catalyst in that change.
Mr. Hunter says companies seem more willing than ever to also relocate.
The more senior and professional services type roles, we've seen a huge uplift in that at the moment too. So there's been a couple of organisations that have decentralised out to Wagga, which I'm a huge advocate for anyway. So if you can get larger, either corporations or not-for-profits and whatnot, even government departments looking to decentralise, there's just so many benefits to it.
And in the nearby historic town of Gundagai, real estate agent Mike Kingwell says he's experiencing the same thing. He says around half of his property sales over the past 6 months have been from people in the capital cities.
Yeah, the whole right through all the smaller country towns. Yeah, been a great uptick in real estate sales, I feel. And when you talk to some of the other towns, yes, they're all short of stock and plenty of buyers from outside the area.
Mr. Kingwell says there's no better time to swap city chaos for a slice of country life than right now. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.